I want to then talk about teenagers with ADHD. So when teenagers become teenagers, and of course we're talking about age 13, and we all see them kind of getting ready for that, what we call preteens, and that's the beginning of adulthood in the sense that that child is starting to develop his own entity, identity. Up to that point, he's been half mom, half dad. But then in the teenage years, mom and dad just kind of get pushed to the side as this individual identity develops. And that's what you want. So then you want to cultivate that. So with young teenagers, or teenagers at any age, I like to take the opportunity to tell them there will come a time in your emotional development when you will take your eyes off of your parents and your teachers, where you might feel too accountable or scrutinized, or maybe you're getting into trouble, and you want to put your eyes on the road in front of you, whereby you are turning yourself into the adult you choose to be. It is your responsibility to do that, and in fact, no one else can do it for you. So, when parents understand that concept, then parenting a teenager is not the same as parenting a child. With a teenager, realize that you have spent 12 years teaching right and wrong, and your child knows that. Okay? And as a teenager, then, most of the parenting has been done. Be careful. Most of the parenting has been done in terms of teaching them right from wrong and how to think. And then in those teenage years, and I'm going to go one step further and say from the beginning of the teenage years until age 25. Let me start again. The teenage years, let's say, go up to age 18, and our society tends to declare 18-year-olds adults. And we know that that's not entirely true. And so then 18 to 25, I consider that phase the new adult phase. All right. So in that new adult phase, that young adult is proving to himself and anybody else that he can do adulthood successfully. And it's during those years that he's making a lot of mistakes. And so between the ages of 13 and 25, then what you really want is to be who your child needs you to be. So I've come up with a little cute way of saying that. I want you just to listen, and I think you'll get the idea. So if you are her father, she needs you to be her first boyfriend. What I mean by that is she's going to love her relationship with her daddy, if it's a good one, and every boy she meets, she's going to measure against how is, in other words, is this boy as good as my daddy is? All right, in that sense, you're her first boyfriend. So you want to really appreciate that responsibility and that opportunity to be there for her in that sense. You're not there to domineer, correct, or much less create her success story. You're there to be the man that she can look up to and respect, who also values her, treats her as a young lady, holds the door open for her. Yes, even in this age, that is still the right thing to do, I believe. And you treat her as if she's valuable. All right. Now, if you are his father, he needs you to be his best friend. Now, what I mean by that is, remember, that teenage boy is developing his adulthood. And in his adulthood, his role model is his dad. And I have the privilege of talking with patients whose dad is his best friend. And every time I hear that, I think, how wonderful is that? I wouldn't have said that about my father. And we could say a whole lot more about my father, a lot of which would have been negative, in spite of the fact that he was very dedicated to be the best father he could be. And certainly he did a lot of things right. But the point is, a teenage boy needs his dad to have his back, all right? And to kind of be there with that wisdom of experience and guidance to help. To so that that boy can then model himself after his dad. So if there's a lot of conflict in the relationship, that won't happen. Respect is everything. That's respecting your young teenage man, appealing to his emerging adulthood, as in this I think is how adults would eventually think about that. Anytime I would say to my sons, you know, let's talk adulthood for a moment, they were all ears because that's exactly what they wanted. They wanted adulthood. They didn't want teenage kid stuff to be a problem. All right. So if you really want to get your kids' attention, you say, let me talk with you a little bit about, you know, how adults think about that kind of thing, because we kind of learn from experience that this is how we have to look at it. Right. Notice that kind, gentle, and wise approach. Be your son's best friend in that sense. Now, if you are her mother, she needs you to be her best friend. Again, it is very endearing, if I could use that word, when I hear that a woman and her mother are best friends. They see eye to eye. And so then I know that as she's growing up, again, her mother is her role model. Her mother is the one who's essentially showing her how to be a woman. And there's a lot to that. And so, in fact, my father told me, he said, you know, you every woman will be just like her mother. So when you look at who you want to marry, look at her mother. And that turned out to be quite true in my experience. So then if you're her mother, she needs to her you to be her best friend in that sense. If you are his mother, he needs your respect and your help. Men need respect more than anything else. Your teenage son needs your respect more than anything else. And so when you respect him enough to grant him that emerging adulthood, but you're there to help. Let me help you think about that. Or is there something else I can do to help? You know, can I, you know, there seems to be a little bit of disorganization here. Can I make a suggestion? Things like that, you know, and even to the point of, you know, can I pick up something for you at the store? You know, it's things like that that are helpful. And that's what we want to do with our teenagers. We want to help them to become adults. Now, this discussion doesn't have anything to do with ADHD. On the other hand, it could have everything to do with ADHD. All right. Because remember, those of us with ADHD, we thrive when we're having fun. And so if in your parenting of your teenager, you're treating the ADHD as if it's a problem that you need to stay on top of, meaning you, the parent, have to stay on top of your teenager and make sure this, make sure that, then I would suggest that you may not be parenting that teenager as well as you could. You know, again, it is much more important to understand ADHD than it is to medicate it. And in this sense, you are understanding it and sharing that understanding with your teenager who's also developing an understanding of it. So discussions like, okay, could we pause for a moment and consider that maybe there's another ADD pattern playing out here? Could we take a moment and talk about that? You know, I hope you won't get opposition when you bring that up, but the point is to have that kind of discussion-oriented way of relating to your teenager. Now, a lot of teenagers won't discuss, but you can still discuss things in that kind and general conversational tone, whereby you're not lecturing and you're not even teaching, you're just wondering with him or her about these things. Because I guarantee you, in the mind of the teenager, They're listening to every single thing you say and are taking it into account. Teenagers will act like they don't have any use for what you're saying. And when they act that way, that's because they're pushing back. Their independence is being threatened, and they don't want you to think that they're depending on you for anything. But in fact, they still are. They still need you, and they still will need you to be those guardrails until they're much older. So, you know, have that helpful conversational way of relating, particularly when it comes to ADHD patterns. So you want to collaborate with them when you can. You want to confront if you must, but even then, there's a way to confront in such a way that it doesn't actually sound like you're confronting, but you are. You're being wise in terms of how you say what you say, so as not to provoke a defensive reaction.